Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, let's get into it, Rob, though. Cleveland Browns, obviously, we know, facing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm going to be interested to hear your pick because you've been dropping hints that you might pick the Browns. I think you just want to stick with your anti-Steelers narrative. But it's tough enough. I mean, I don't know that you can overstate how tough it is to go into your first playoff game in 18 years with a quarterback in his first playoff game. Still young, still learning, and you're without your head coach due to COVID. We know, Rob, the NFL, it's not the NBA, not Major League Baseball. The head coach has more of an impact than any other sport, any of the major sports. I think this is huge. But then on top of that, they haven't been able to practice. They had their first practice this week, this afternoon. This afternoon. They are, the odds are so stacked against them. And beyond all that, their all-pro right tackle, Jack Conklin, he missed today's practice. Now, he's questionable for the game.
But also, aren't they missing their left tackle?
They're lifting, yeah, he's a pro bowler, Joel Bitonia.
Right. He's out.
He's out for good, for sure. Myles Garrett is questionable. I think he'll play. It's the fans, he said he thinks he'll play. But he's questionable. Sheldon Richardson, questionable. Like, if you pick them, you got guts. But I want them to win. I'll be pulling for them, but I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening.
There's too many things stacked up against the Browns. Yeah, I thought that there could be, Chris, if all things were equal, I would have felt a lot better about the Browns. You know I've been down on the Steelers all year. I thought the Browns would have had a chance to beat them.
So, if they could have practiced this year, Or this week, I'm saying. Are you saying if they had Stefanski or even if they didn't
they had
have
everything,
him, but just
if they had everything in place.
Right, I'm with you.
If they had everything in place, they would have had a chance to beat them. I really do believe that. Because the Steelers have been, you know this, over the last – I know they came back, Chris, against the Colts in the second half, but there's been a lot more bad Steelers football than good, right, over the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, I probably, all things being equal, I probably still would have picked Pittsburgh. But I agree, I wouldn't have been surprised at all if the Browns would have beat them. They had a really good chance. Now I would be stunned if they beat. Hopefully, I'm pleasantly stunned, but I would be stunned if the Browns beat them. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, hopefully it's a good game. You hate to see a game ruined, what should be a competitive game ruined because of COVID. But hopefully that's not the case. But Rob, there's a little drama brewing. I mean, this is a rivalry for all rivalries. More so, you know, Pittsburgh, of course, they look at the Browns as just the little brother that can't. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, they just beat up on the Browns. There's no comparison between the franchises, the successes and all that, the great players. But they are about 2 hours apart. Two and a half hours apart.
Oh, yeah, that's as close as you can get rivalry without being, Chris, basically, you know, the same state. That's
right. Exactly.
Close.
It's a big time and similar types of cities in the Midwest. Yep. It's a big time rivalry.
Hardworking, yep. Blue collar towns. Nothing yep. flashy in Cleveland or Pittsburgh. I've been to both right. many times.
Right. So it is a rivalry already, but Juju Smith-Schuster, and we're going to get into him running his mouth, but He said something today that I think, Rob, and I want to hear your view. To me, it's kind of like the tale of two comments. Remember we talked yesterday about Chase Young, the right. rookie in Washington, talking about, I want Tom Brady. I had no problem with that. I think it was you.
Because he wasn't
of us
disrespectful.
Did. Right.
I don't think he was disrespectful at all. I thought he was like, yo, you know, excited about playing against Brady.
You could even look at it as respectful.
Who he grew up. I mean, right. how old is Chase Young, Chris? 21, 22, right?
Yeah,
he's seen Tom Brady's
right.
whole career.
His entire
Seriously.
Life. Right.
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 So now I'm playing against this guy I used to watch on Sundays when I was a teenager. Come on, man. That's a big thing. And he can get to the quarterback. So I just think
Absolutely.
It's a natural what he said.
Yeah, no problem with what he said. But Juju, I got a little issue with this, but here he is.
Do you feel like this Browns team has a different vibe, a more successful vibe than what you've seen in the past from them?
Nah, I think they're still the same Browns team I play every year. I think they're nameless, great faces. Yes, they have a couple good players on their team, but the Browns is the Browns. And that's just like one of the things that AFC North football, and then they're a good team. But I'm just happy we're playing them again, you know, this Sunday.
All right, you can take it first, Rob.
They're just a nameless? What did he say?
I mean, I will give him this. That's a statement that Tomlin uses, nameless, faceless opponent. Because Tomlin's whole approach is, look, it's about us, right? No, it doesn't matter if we're playing Michael Jordan or Lonzo Ball. It's about us. So let's do what we do.
I get it.
I mean,
the Steelers won how many games, Chris? Was it 12?
12.
And the Browns won 11?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, like,
right?
Like,
and they were
it.
One and one. I mean, Roethlisberger obviously didn't.
That's
play
what I'm saying.
When the
it
Browns
wasn't like,
beat them, but it was 1-1. Yeah.
Like I would have loved to have heard, like, dude, you know, like, this is a real rivalry. This is one of those games. They've come up big time this year. They won 11 yep. games. We won 12. We split our two regular season games. This is going to be a dogfight. I expect the Browns. I don't care what's going on. COVID, coach, whatever. So it's a division rival. In the playoffs. I thought
I'm
he was way too flip.
I'm with you. And my thing is, and I like Juju. We interviewed Juju at the Super Bowl. I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago.
Yep.
But
2 years ago.
Nice enough guy. I just kind of think Juju's drawing a little too much attention to himself.
Well,
for a guy that, let's
about
be
dancing.
Honest, is kind of been a mediocre receiver since Antonio Brown left town. You know, I mean, like you said, the dancing on people's logos. How can you think yep. that's not going to be taken disrespectfully?
Right.
And I don't want to make too big of a deal out of it, but still, it's just unnecessary, you know?
Right. Especially when your team, at that point, Chris, was struggling. You know, things weren't going great. And then you got to go back and then the coach and your teammates have to answer for you? What is he doing right. out there?
Right. It's just that, creating a distraction for your teammates.
That's unnecessary.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And now this. And here's the thing. And you know Antonio Brown had an issue with this. In 2018, Juju was voted the offensive MVP of the Steelers. And Antonio Brown was like, yo, he's only getting off because I'm drawing all the double teams. I'm drawing the best defender every week. And Juju's solid, but we hear a little too much about Juju for a guy that's averaged 8 yards a catch this year. That's horrible for a receiver. That's a running back number. In fact, Alvin Kamara averaged more yards per catch, 9, than Juju did. He's like 8.6 or something, Juju. I mean, come on. I know he had a lot. He almost had 100 catches, but still, 8 and a half yards? Come on.
Didn't he only have, Chris, the 100-yard game?
Check that out, Lee. He was third on the Steelers in yards, receiving right. yards. You got Claypool, who's been a really, really nice find for them, Chase Claypool. And there was one more Steelers receiver that was ahead of him. So
you know what? I'm wrong. He didn't. I thought he didn't have any 100 against the Colts. He has not had one 100-yard receiving.
Well, what about last year?
Since Antonio Brown? No, I know that
he didn't have last year.
Nope. This year, I thought he had it. I thought he had it against the Colts because you remember they came back in the second half. But I'm looking at the stats now, Chris. He had 9 catches, 13 targets, 96 yards, and he averaged 10.7 per catch.
Looks so, like he did. Well, he did have one last year.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Against Miami. He had 103 yards.
Okay. So
October 28th.
It.
Yep. Okay. So one 100-yard receiving game.
Since Antonio Brown yep. been gone.
Yep.
All right. Good catch.
So, and again, we like Juju, but you got to – we're hearing too much about him. Am I wrong?
No.
To be putting up those types of numbers – you got to be, to talk this way, to dance on logos, you got to be doing a little more than this. Now, look, business-wise, could it be smart? We talk more about Juju than any other receiver averaging 8.5 yards a catch.
Which so I'll is give 126th him that. In the league.
Right. There you go. He's known, maybe after he's done playing, people want him on TV and all that, but I'm just saying, look, focus a little more on your craft, get better, and as you said it, show the Browns a little respect because anything can happen in the playoffs. Anything can happen in the playoffs.
Be careful because you never know.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Speaking of fun, we are going to have fun.
We're going to celebrate.
We're going to celebrate the life of Tommy Lasorda, not mourn his death. He was 93. We are going to die. So if I can live to be 93 and have a full life like that, then I'm happy.
I'll sign up for that in a minute, Absolutely. Chris. Are you kidding?
Absolutely. So, so we're going to celebrate the life of the great Hall of Fame manager, Tommy Lasorda. And I know you, I never met him, Rob. I was just, right. I didn't meet him when the brief time I covered some pro baseball. But I was a huge fan. The Dodgers were, you know, I lived in Cincinnati, of course. I was young. And
remember,
when
the Reds and the Dodgers used to be in the same division when they used to be in the West.
Right,
that was
right.
The Western Division.
The Dodgers were national. Yeah, they were in that division. And I was a big Dodgers fan. I liked them more than the Yankees. They had that rivalry with the Yankees.
Right.
And I liked the Dodgers more. Davey Lopes and Steve Garvey and, you know, Ron Say. I was a big fan of all those guys when Lasorda was manager. Obviously, Fernando Valenzuela. So I just admired him from afar. Did you have much, you know, dealings with him personally when you covered the league?
Because I covered the Reds, Chris, and we would make three trips out to L.A. every year. You know what I mean? So I was around him a lot. Yep. Was in Dodgertown, Vero Beach for spring training games. Was in his manager meetings. I was around him. And he was full of life. He was a real baseball manager. He understood our jobs, Chris. He had funny stuff for us. You know, if he had to go off, he'd go off. He was one of those guys. He was a manager, but he was a personality.
Right.
He really was. He was an ambassador. You know, you hear this a lot, an ambassador of the game. Tommy Lasorda was an ambassador to baseball. Everybody loved him. He used to come into the press room, Chris, tell his stories. You know, the baseball managers, they sit around and tell you these old great stories.
Right.
And whatnot.
Right.
He did all that. And
yeah, there are some coaches or managers that are like that. They love talking with the media. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yep. Big time. It wasn't an adversarial kind of thing. Not that they wouldn't call you out once in a while, but I'm just saying they understood the job, and it was different then. It just was different. You got to know people on a personal level, but he will be missed. But his legacy, Chris, and his legend and all the stuff he leaves behind, and you know, being out here in Los Angeles, people are beside themselves. You know,
right.
He's one of those guys.
Right.
And they love Tommy Lasorda, and to be a manager for 20 years with the Dodgers and then be connected to that, we brought it up earlier, the great game, World Series, when they beat the vaunted A's and
yep.
and Kirk Gibson. And you watch on that video, Tommy Lasorda is the first guy out of that dugout going crazy, you know, when
right.
Gibson hit that home run.
Right. Well, we have some great rants from Tommy Lasorda. He gave us many. We're going to play a few. And then we're going to go, Rob, let's go into some other historic rants.
Right.
You know, some of the great rants, talk about them, and then see what the listeners think as far as which ones they really love and which ones are their favorites. But let's play, let's start off with a couple from Tommy Lasorda. First, here's Lasorda on, and this guy, remember Dave Kingman? The
right,
Cubs,
I remember this
yes,
very
Dave
vividly.
Kingman.
He had three home runs in a game against the, and the Mets were terrible. And it was in Los Angeles, and he was asked, right, about Dave Kingman's performance.
Here he goes.
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
What's my opinion of Kingman's performance? What the f*** do you think is my opinion of it? I think it was put that in. I don't opinion of his performance? He beat us with three home runs. What the f*** do you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How can you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? He hit three home runs. I'm f***ed off to lose a f***ing game. And you ask me my opinion of his performance. I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I ask it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, you want me to tell you what my opinion of his performance is?
You just did.
That's right. Guy hits three home runs against us.
Hey, Steve DeSega, quickly, can you jump in?
Yep. Paul Olden.
That's Paul Olden.
I was
Chris,
gonna
you
ask
know
who
Paul Olden is?
I
Paul
don't.
New York
Olden
PA?
Is the Yankees PA announcer. Yep. He replaced Bob Shepard. He's like, I mean, he is, and that was Paul Olden. Were you around, Steve, for that?
No, that
no?
was 1970s, but as a radio reporter in many a dugout office of a manager, keep
right.
in mind that columnists go in and they have an agenda. They have something already half written in their heads, and they
right.
want
We're
an answer
to
that
fits
that.
We're trying to get quotes to work with it,
The
right.
radio guy, which Paul Olden was, simply needed sound as a result of the big guy of the game. And so he was asking the most general question possible. That clip that you played got played on LA radio on the Jim Healy show for years and
oh,
years
yeah.
in Los
no,
Angeles.
I was going to say, classic. Back then, could you even play that?
Oh, it was
I
a
mean,
lot
obviously
of beeps.
They
yeah.
beeped it, but I'm surprised no. you could even play it with the beeps.
There
back
were a
in the
lot
70s.
Of Tommy beeped quotes that got played on that particular show.
All right, we got another one.
That was
All
good.
Right.
Yeah, here's Kurt Bivakwa. Kurt Bivakwa, Tommy Lasorda on him.
I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like Lafay or Bivakwa, who could hit water if he fell out of a boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched, and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bivakwa, I sent a limousine to get the to make sure he was in the lineup because I kicked that his ass any day in a week. He's a big mouth, I'll tell you that.
I love it. I love it.
Tommy Lasorda was a piece of work, Chris.
Wow.
He absolutely was. He was.
That's a great quote. That's a great quote. And he's right. If I'm throwing at a guy, it ain't a 130 hitter.
Right, Kirk Bivakwa.
That's for darn sure.
Pretty funny.
All right,
we got
well,
some others,
we
right?
We got some other great rants, just historic rants. And maybe some of the young, you know, we got some young listeners. They might not have heard, you
some
know,
of these.
All these,
right.
Rob. But obviously some of our older ones will know them. But they're so great, you'll appreciate hearing them again. First of all, Denny Green, the late Denny Green, great
yes.
football coach. Here he is.
This was after Monday Night Football.
Yes,
after Monday
against
Night Football,
the Bears. Right. and they lost to the Bears, and he was upset. Here he is.
The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
I love that, Rick. He caught some flack for that. Am I wrong? I never understood why.
And he hit the podium. He was pissed. It really got to him. He's like, were you not expecting the Bears or something? You know, some question like that. It was pretty funny.
I thought that was a great statement. I loved it.
The late Denny Green, man.
Here's another one. Jim Mora talking about the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Yeah, he was coaching the Colts, I believe, at that time, right?
Yeah. Oh, they were awful.
They're a horrible team.
They had a terrible game, and you know, it hurt their playoff chances. And the way he says playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Nah, that was great. All right, let's go to college football. Mike Gundy coaching what? Was he coaching Oklahoma State? Who was he coaching at that time? Yeah, Oklahoma State. Here he is.
If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me. Garbage.
Rob, what was your view? Because we both started out covering high school sports. And you do treat, you know, you treated high school athletes differently than pro. And college, and even college a little differently than pro. You know, you're critical, obviously, of pro athletes, but you got to be a little different with high school athletes. I remember when I was at the Plain Dealer in Cleveland, we had a writer, this is the early 90s, who ripped like a high school, you know, athlete in his story. Yeah, and it just didn't sit well. I don't remember all the ramifications, but, you know, he got reprimanded, and it just wasn't, you know, you got to be different with young kids. Now, again, Division I college, that's different. But what was your view?
I got in trouble my very first job in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And we were doing stories. It was a little league, Chris, like some sort of little league tournaments.
An eight-year-old?
No, I didn't rip the kid, but they were mad that I named the kid who missed a two-out ground ball through his legs that cost the team the game.
Oh, really? Like,
yes.
How old were they? There's about 10.
So this up, you only up to, you can only play Little League till 12. So he might have been, you know, between 9 and 12. And my thing was, and they didn't want to put his name. They wanted me to not have his name in the paper. And I said, how can you write a story,
right,
Chris?
Right, why are we covering
the game? And
not
put his name. He missed a ball. And this is my point. I said to him, if he hit a grand slam to win it, you would put his name in? Come on, that doesn't make sense. They wanted me to write, the second baseman made an error and they lost the game. That's what they wanted me to write.
I assume they took the name out?
Yes. I argued with them because I didn't think that was journalism. I didn't believe in it. I said, if we can't name the kid, then we shouldn't be covering their games. That's what I said, Chris. We shouldn't be covering
Little League games. When I was playing as a kid, I mean, I played like Pop Warner and some baseball where there were articles, you know, in the paper. Now that I think about them, most of them were just all the positive. You know what I mean? So-and-so did this, had a touchdown run, a catch. There wasn't negative stuff. I don't know.
But that's what happened. Right, Am I right? Am I not?
It's hard to, especially when you said it was the game-winning error.
The ball went through his legs and, like, you know, the the tying and winning run scored with two outs.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we got a couple more real quick.
Yeah, of course, this is, you know, one of the NBA's most famous.
Yes.
Allen Iverson practice.
It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. Well, Coach, I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice, man. What are we?
You know what?
That Allen went on Iverson, for like 2.5 minutes.
He has one of the great voices too, Chris. Just his flavor. Is that the terminology?
Yeah, and covering AI, he was very honest and transparent. Now, and I know this from doing stories on him, he had trouble following up a lot of what, like for instance, when, you know, Mo Cheeks becomes the coach and you know, right. He says all the right things. And I think he really meant it from the heart. But then it'd be hard for him to follow it up. He lacks some discipline in some of those areas.
Right,
but when he said things, he was very honest and transparent.
We're talking about practice.
I want to know, and we got one more, but do we have, I mentioned the Mike Singletary one, Lee. Do we have that one or not?
Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
All right, so it's a quick one, but
yeah.
I Singletary cough like I thought that was great. That remember that one? Can't win with him. Yeah, I thought that
was
good coaching.
It wound up costing him his job after.
I know,
that. It really.
But
did.
That's I don't know, man. The kid, that's hardcore coaching. I like it. I'm old school like that.
And we got one more. 877-99-05.
Lee Ilya. Let's hear Lee Ilya.
Lee Ilya. Oh, this is a famous one. He was the Cubs manager.
Yeah.
We got all these so-called f***ing fans that come out there, Cub fans, that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every f***ing thing you do. I'll tell you one f***ing thing. I hope we get f***ing hotter than shit just to stuff it up them 3,000 f***ing people that show up every f***ing day. Because if they're the real Chicago f***ing fans, they can kiss my f***ing ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My f***ing ass. Nobody's fault here because you guys are written good. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my fucking players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the fucking nickel dime people that show up? The motherfuckers don't even work. That's why they're out at the fucking game. They ought to go out and get a fucking job and find out what it's like to go out there and a fucking living. 85% of the fucking world's working. The other 15 come out here. A fucking playground for the fuckers. Rip them motherfuckers. Rip them. Fuckers like the fucking players. Got guys busting their fucking ass and them fucking people poo. And that's the Cubs? My fucking ass.
Rob, I'm going to be honest, Rob. And we're in the public eye a little bit too, obviously. I understand why players get fed up after a while. If I'm constantly getting ripped by somebody, and I know it's journalism, and I'm a journalist and all that, but
right.
I understand if somebody's in my face constantly and they've been ripping me, I might go off too.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob, let's tonight. Obviously, no football games going on, but there's basketball. And this is a big night for the Ball family. LeVar Ball, two of his sons. We know, you know, a few months ago, he made history when he had two sons get drafted in the top three of the NBA draft. What an accomplishment and a feat that that is. And tonight, Rob, those two sons, Lonzo Ball, point guard for the New Orleans Hornets, drafted second by the Lakers a few years ago, and LaMelo Ball, backup, coming off the bench for the Charlotte Hornets, but he was their big draft, number three pick by Michael Jordan and the Charlotte Hornets, and they're playing tonight. Right now, New Orleans, which has the better team? They're getting the best of Charlotte. New Orleans at 4-4 is winning 64-55. Charlotte's 3-5. They're early in the third quarter. But right now, Rob, LaMelo is having the better game statistically. Lonzo's got 5 points, 2 assists, and LaMelo has 7 points, 4 assists.
Nothing to write home about. We're in the third quarter.
Well, and LaMelo's coming off the bench. LaMelo has only played 13 minutes.
What is Lonzo averaging now, Chris? Do you have it?
Lonzo is averaging 13.5 points, 4.5 assists, which is, I believe, a career low, and 4.5
rebounds. I was going to say, that's a small number right there. That's nothing.
He's not even leading the team.
With all those playmakers, Chris?
Well, Brandon Ingram is the team leader in assists at 5.5 per game.
Wow.
So the ball's not in Lonzo's hands as much. And Yeah, look, Lonzo, if you ask me which one of these two is the better player 4 years from now, I would say LaMelo. I think LaMelo has shown that he could be a star. I'm not, it's not to the point where you know he's going to be a star yet. It's not like,
so
oh,
it's more
this dude
about
is
potential. You're just saying it's that his
potential.
Upside is bigger than his brother Lonzo, because we've seen Lonzo, Chris, now for what, 4 years? What is this?
Yeah.
Year four?
This is his fourth year, I believe. Yep, fourth year.
And I'll tell you, maybe it was Chris because of where he was drafted. Maybe it was because his dad was too loud. Maybe it was because Magic Johnson pumped him up like P.T. Barnum, like it was a circus. Come see the fat lady. Whatever it was, Chris, I think that he suffers from that. Do you know what I mean? Like the buildup.
You mean
he's a nice player.
Perception, right.
But he ain't going to be a star in this league, Chris. He's not.
It doesn't look like it. And first of all, you're right. It's bothersome. Disconcerting that he's only averaging 4.5 assists.
That's ridiculous with the players on that
team.
Yeah,
we know he's not going to score. So if you're only giving me 4.5 assists, I mean, if Jason Kidd averaged 13 points, he was going to give you 9 assists as well.
I was going to say, he should be getting 9 assists with Zion and Ingram, right? No?
Yep. And he's shooting 32%, almost 33% from three. And it's a different NBA. And Magic Johnson wasn't a great shooter. Jason Kidd wasn't a great shooter. Obviously, at the end of his career, he became a good three-point shooter, but he couldn't shoot when he entered the league. But right. Guess what? It was different back then. Today's NBA, and I say this about Ben Simmons, it's hard if I got a point guard that can't shoot.
I totally agree. That's why I keep saying, if I'm getting rid of anybody, it's Ben Simmons in this man's NBA. I'm serious. But
yeah,
I
Ben is good, but yeah, I mean, I'm talking about trying to win championships. It's going to be tough with that. He won't even take them.
But the Lonzo flame out, I don't know. Maybe people see something else, and maybe, Chris, a couple more years, he gets a little more aggressive. But if you're not aggressive at this point,
He has gotten more aggressive. I'll give him that. Still. He's shooting it more. He's definitely more aggressive. But even at UCLA, and I liked this about him, he gets rid of the ball fast, which may be one reason his assists aren't as high, although they've been higher in previous years. But, you know, when I was coming up, I mean, you were taught to move the ball. And as a point guard, you get the ball in the outlet. You're looking up court, and if somebody's ahead of you that can do something with it, you kick it up to him. And he does that, which I like, because most point guards want to dribble, dribble, dribble all the time. But at this level, especially with the high pick and roll that's huge in the NBA today, you do need to be able to handle it and make moves off the dribble, which is not a big strength of his game. Now, LaMelo, on the other hand, does have that route. LaMelo, I had one scout. Now, this is a bit of an overstatement, but one scout, I don't know if I read it or somebody told me. I can't remember. But they said that this guy is as creative as with the – like. One of the most creative guys with the ball they've seen since Pistol Pete. Now, that's going to sound ridiculous, but LaMelo is flashy, man. He's fun to watch. Right. His passes are flamboyant and, you know, and he's shooting better than Lonzo. He's shooting 35% almost from three, which for him is good because that was the knock on him. He couldn't shoot coming into the league.
Yeah. I talked to a NBA, a basketball Hall of Famer. And basically, he told me that LaMelo obviously has talent and has something.
Right.
But they still got to see more because of his path to the NBA, Chris, his competition that he played against, all the AAU basketball,
Absolutely. Which
was chuck it from anywhere you want, and no one's going to say anything to you. And now you got to get this guy to learn how to play winning. You talk about it all the time, Chris, winning basketball.
Right.
There's difference between just playing basketball and getting yours and winning basketball. And until they get that kind of figured out with him, Chris, I don't know. We're not sure what we got. That's what. Right. That's,
I mean, that was the question. That was one of the big questions. Was that before the draft or recently? You were talking.
This was after. That? This was right when he started and had the goose egg on the opener. This okay. was right after that. I wanted to call somebody, you know, who I have belief in, and they know the game and all that.
Because going into the draft, that was one of the big questions about him. Was he hadn't really played a lot of serious basketball.
Right.
You know, in Lithuania or Australia, I'm sorry, they were exhibition games, essentially. Lithuania was very similar to that.
And the talent level, you know what I mean? It just isn't up there.
And like you said, the AAU, even when he played high school, I mean, they were cherry picking left and right.
It was ridiculous. I told you, I went to a game in L.A., and a playoff game they had, they lost. And him and the second brother.
LiAngelo.
LiAngelo were on the team, Chris, won the team the game that I was watching. And boy, they were just chucking, cherry picking, three-quarter shot. Like, take the ball, right? Get the ball in inbounds, take two dribbles, and then chuck up like a 50-foot shot. Was like, I couldn't believe what I was watching. They lost the game because they didn't shoot well.
Rob, that's why I've been a bit surprised at how well he has played. Because he's played well. Look. His numbers are better than Lonzo's already. Lonzo's averaging 13.5 points. LaMelo's averaging 12. LaMelo averages, and he's playing fewer minutes than Lonzo. LaMelo's averaging 5 rebounds to Lonzo's 4.5. LaMelo's averaging 5 assists to Lonzo's 4.5. LaMelo's shooting better from the free throw line. There's the same from the field, 40%, both of them. And then from three, LaMelo's 34%, Lonzo's 33%. So, and remember, he's coming off the bench. And that's, I do like that he is coming off the bench. Like, I didn't want Charlotte to just hand him the keys. They got Terry Rozier, who's better than LaMelo at this point.
Right.
They got Devontae Graham, who had a great season last year, 18 points, I think 5 or 6
But you know,
assists,
normally when you draft a player that high, though, you're expecting big
right.
things. And I get it.
And that's why I like that they're making him earn his minutes. You know, they're not just giving – and they're a bad team, to your point. But you would think they might just throw him out there, start him, play him 35 minutes a night, you know what I mean, and let him just do whatever he wants. And that's not happening, which I think is good for him. Because I think maybe he could learn, as we said, to kind of play some serious basketball.
I'm curious as to what people think, what they've seen so far, how far Lonzo's star has dimmed. Not that he can't be a decent
right,
player.
He's a legitimate NBA right. player, starter.
I'm not saying that, yeah. right.
But when you look at Rob, remember who was in that draft? De'Aaron Fox.
Yep.
De'Aaron Fox is playing like an all-star.
And De'Aaron Fox, who killed him in college, remember?
Yep.
Right?
And we've said it, if his dad, LeVar, was a normal dad where you didn't know who he was, he didn't say anything, I think the Lakers would have been more apt to take De'Aaron than Lonzo. Because like you said, De'Aaron had killed him in college.
I thought was it a tournament game? What was it? It was a high profile game.
One time Lonzo didn't play or something. They played twice, I think, in the season, if I'm not mistaken. Lonzo sat out one of the games. But yeah, I mean, De'Aaron looks like the better player for sure at this point. But Lonzo's solid. But like you said, his dad's mouth helped him get drafted second by the Lakers.
And then
it also hurt him in that it put a target on his back from fans, the media, and other players.
And then Magic did worse. He doubled down.
Yeah.
Oh, Magic. Your jersey's going to be in the rafters next to mine. I mean, Chris, you remember it.
That was just shot. The best point guard ever. You said this dude's going to break your records, you know? So, look, Lonzo, I think, wants to play in peace. He is on a good team. Well, let's see if they can start winning. But I think he could be a part of, you know, if they build something special in New Orleans, I think he could be a part of it. But, again, it's disconcerting that he's only at 4.5 assists. I'm sorry. That's not a good look.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life?
did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.